Our second feature this week returns to the Norwich City Football Club theme. Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones explained to Samuel Seaman of the Evening News why it was time to relinquish ownership of Norwich City. Elaine Smith will read Samuel's article.
Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones say it's the right time to hand ownership of Norwich City over, even if their love for the club remains untainted. Mark Attanasio's Norfolk Holdings Group will officially become sole majority shareholders next week, ending almost 30 years at the helm for the couple who have already relinquished their positions on the board and become honorary life presidents. Smith still has the passion to lead the club, but has admitted that the finances of football are moving away from owners like her. "Bodies age, but souls don't," said the 83-year-old. "You stay 19 inside, and I think Michael and I were a bit oblivious to our age. We were going along with our football club, thinking we could do another couple of years. I think we could have carried on in the days before the Premier League. I'm sure we could. Definitely. It's boring. The Premier League has made it harder for people like us. We become used to losing. It's ceased to be a sport, really, because if you're trying to play a team and the guy sitting on their bench, who doesn't even play, is worth more than your whole team put together, where's the sport? A £50 million player can seem cheap at the price now. There are two ways to look at it. One is that the Premier League is the best in the world, and everybody lauds us and our competition. But in another way, we've lost so much of what football really is. I think that's a bit sad. I'd swap that. I don't want to be the best league in the world. It's getting now that we prefer being in the Championship. We really do." Wynne-Jones shares that sentiment and lamented the nature of modern football in conversation with The Times. "We've done 28 years, he added. "The club needs a change as much as we do. We haven't really sold it anyway. We haven't taken a penny. We've given it away. It's different. Before the Premier League, I don't think football really changed. I watched my first match in 1953, and I can't think it felt different until the Premier League came along. Until then, owners were all local chaps. Then it went to the Americans and Russians, and now the Saudi Arabians. Sometimes you wish they did have a European league, really, so that they could all just clear off." Although the pair have been open to selling throughout their tenure, they've remained keen to ensure that the club is entrusted to safe hands. Attanasio and his colleagues have passed the test, but they're not the first to take it. "There was one really bad time to do with money," Smith recalled. "We thought, oh gosh, we can't cope with this. The question came up about carrying on, and we were offered £1. That's what you get at times like that, people who just want to take it off your hands. We have meetings, and they're talking about putting it into administration and starting again, and you think, just bog off. There was some funny Italian bloke, Stefano somebody." That's Giovanni Di Stefano. "All the supporters ever wanted was a rich owner. So I was reading these online debates, and one fan is saying, but he's a crook. He's this, he's that. Another fan replied, I don't care if he eats children, if he gets us in the Premier League. But we soldiered on. Over the years, the supporters mellowed a lot with us. After a while, when they saw what happened to other clubs, we didn't look so bad. But we've had the sack the board, all of that. When you're a fan, you understand it. There are people who are just so passionate. Smith and Wynne Jones retain a 10% share of the Canaries, but will operate in entirely hands-off roles. They hope their successors don't intervene in one particular area, however, the location of City's stadium. "It really would hurt not to be at Carrow Road," said the former. "We've always had people who want to do things to our club. Build this, knock that down." But the University of East Anglia did a survey and it concluded that the population of Norfolk is all we're going to get. We don't actually need a bigger stadium. That's what everyone in football wants now. Build bigger. But I find that with all the others, I like where they used to be, not where they've moved to. It all looks the same now, a big heap of iron. They all used to be different. It's a pity.
Thank you, Elaine.